Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget all the other things you can do there. I think you'll like it. We get a lot of good comments from those of you who go there and are nice enough to write me a little note. We appreciate that very much. Beverly Stewart is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year for the great state of Delaware. Beverly has her education is a master's degree in special ed, a bachelor's degree in elementary education. She has a background in psychology and testing. She's the 1998 Delaware's Entrepreneurial Woman of the Year, and she founded a company a number of years ago called Back to Basics Learning Dynamics. She's our new friend. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on being the 2004 Delaware Small Business Person of the Year.
Well, thank you. It's been a great time.
Well, now, of course, you were in Orlando in May when I was there.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun down there, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. It was wonderful.
Yeah. That was a great event, and I really enjoyed it very much. Beverly, tell us a little bit about your company. Tell us about Back to Basics.
Okay. We're primarily one-on-one tutoring for children and adults. That's how I started the business almost 19 years ago. But we've branched out over this time to include homeschooling as well as summer school. We have over 50 different subjects that we tutor and teach in. We have adults up to age 85. So far, we'll go higher.
Now, what are you teaching these adults?
We have adults that are, any one of our students is at a very broad range of skills when they come to us, from a lower level to and higher and advanced level and everything in between. Some of our adults that come to us are illiterate when they come to us. Mm-hmm. And they may be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. We have adults who come to us who already have master's degrees, but they want to learn French because they travel to France with their company, with their corporation that they work for.
So they literally hire you to give them a tutor one-on-one.
Yes. Yes, we had an 85-year-old woman who wanted to learn the computer because her granddaughter was doing it all the time.
Wow. You know, the great Roman statesman Cato learned Greek at about 80. He decided to learn Greek at 80. And somebody said, this was, 2,500 years ago. Somebody said, why are you doing this at your age? He said, this is the only age I have.
That's a good one. You're never told to learn.
That was his thinking. Yeah.
Always believe that.
So that's good for your business when people have that idea, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And now you started this business from scratch.
Yes, on my kitchen table in my one bedroom apartment.
Now, folks, here you go. This is. You've heard us talk about these people who had an idea and they sat down at the table and they scratched it out on a napkin or a yellow legal pad or something, and then from that it grew into something that's been recognized by the whole state of Delaware and actually nationally, because she traveled to Orlando for the national event with the SBA. And so, Beverly, that's an inspiration to a lot of people, your story, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
But back in those days, now, how long ago was that, by the way? What was approximately, what was the year?
Go ahead. Sorry, 1985.
Okay, so 19 years ago, you were only six when you did this, when you started this.
Yes, I was.
You scratched this. Did you have any idea? What were you thinking? Think about this. There's somebody sitting at their kitchen table right now, and they're where you were 19 years ago. What would you like to say to them?
Do it. Follow your passion, follow your heart, put the fear aside, work with the fear. It'll never go away, but work with it. Don't let it overcome you, because you won't realize your dreams if you do.
What about failure? Did you fail any along the way, Beverly?
Oh, absolutely. I'm human. Absolutely. I don't call it failure. I call it bumps in the road and learning experiences.
Bumps in the road. See,
I don't feel like I've ever failed.
I think failure is the hardest mate of success. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can have real success if you haven't had real failure. And when I say failure, I'm talking about, you know, things that you tried that didn't work. I don't mean abject failure where you wind up in jail or something. I'm talking about just, you know, you tried something, you spent some money, you spent some time, you tried it, and you did your best, and it didn't work, and you learned from that.
Absolutely.
You had a few of those things, huh?
I have, and I had to get where I am today. You can't avoid them.
Yeah. You can minimize them, and you can eliminate the dumb ones. I mean, you know, but you know, even today, as long as I've been in business, I do things, and I say, man, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
After all these years, after all these transactions that I've had in my life, I still do things that I would have thought that I would have not have done by now. But
yes, I've thought the same thing.
Well, now tell
why
us about
you do that?
Tell us how you. Now, how many employees do you have right now?
About 120.
Now, are these employees or contractors?
Yes, employees.
Okay, 120. So from one employee, which was you, you've grown mm-hmm. in 19 years to 120 or so. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How many people do you serve right now?
At any one time, any given month, we serve hundreds. I'd say a good 400. And now, over all the years, probably about 8,500.
That's
people
great.
Come and go.
Yeah. Well, and now there are national programs that are programs to help people learn how to learn math and learn reading. There are those kinds of franchise type of organization. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
With those, have you thought about franchising your organization?
I have thought about it, but I don't think that I will do it because when you say the word franchise, you automatically say cookie cutter and prescribed programs and. We're very individualized and customized. The franchises do normally 3 to 4 on 1. We do 1 on 1, where I see tremendous results.
Right.
And I don't want to have to put into a mold the students that we serve, children or adults. I want to mold to them so we can reach their learning style and their learning pace so that we can fill their needs academically versus asking them to mold into a program.
See, what I hear
more of what school does.
What I hear you saying, Beverly, is that this is what you found. What you're doing right now is what you found that fulfills you, and it's what makes you happy.
Yeah, very
and
much.
And franchising sounds like to me is something that might not make you happy.
Correct.
And that's a lot of the decision. That's a lot of the reason why you've decided to go in the direction you've gone in. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us, folks. 2010, we're going to be right back with our new friend, Beverly Stewart. She's the president of Back to Basics Learning Dynamics Incorporated out of Wilmington, Delaware. She is the 2004 Delaware Small Business Person of the Year. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Beverly Stewart, the president and the founder of Back to Basics Learning Dynamics Incorporated. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It is www.backtobasicslearning.com.
Okay. Now, how much do you use your website? How much does your website play a part in the success of your business these days?
It plays a good part, and I always tell the people that I consult with, the business owners that I consult with, that we all have to realize how important that is nowadays. You'll find so many people use that as the first choice. They don't pick up the phone book like they used to.
It's how they shop for you, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't call a friend always. They'll just start going on there to get a feel for things as to what they're shopping for. So I think it's very important. Ours is very extensive. We've won 2 awards for it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's something that we make user-friendly. You go to the parts of it that you want to. We update it. We put quizzes on there to see if you need certain help. And
mm-hmm.
have our press articles and all kinds of information.
Well, that's great. That's a great lesson for all of us, too. And now, let's talk about how you market your business. We were talking about the website just now, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you get some business from the website. But how are some other ways that you market your business to customers?
Truthfully, after all these years, word of mouth is our best seller, and I believe that any good business will have the same experience in any field.
Right.
That.
But
you know,
it's taken you 19 years to get to that kind of that level. What if you wanted to do it a little faster? What would you do?
Well, I did and I still do firmly believe that we have to go out and, I call it, pound the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ads and papers don't work nearly as well as face-to-face contact.
Mm-hmm. Especially for your kind of business.
Right, for a service business. You know, I wanted them to know who I was, what my philosophies were, and how I would deal with the student,
mm-hmm.
instead of just putting an ad in the paper saying how wonderful we were. So I think it's very important. I belong to both chambers of commerce, our state and our county.
Good for you.
I belong to Wilmington Women in Business and several other women's groups.
That's networking, folks. You hear us talk about it all the time. What you're listening to a very successful small business owner, and this, she's giving you the keys to success here.
You've got to get out there. People aren't going to know you're sitting in your house or your little office unless you get out there and tell them what you do.
Now, when you were home-based, when you started out as a home-based business owner, how long were you home-based?
3 years.
Okay. And even in those days, you know, a lot of times I think people who are home-based think that they're supposed to stay home, but that's not true, is it?
Not unless they want to. If you want to grow, you really...
No, I mean stay home all those 3 years and not go out and be part of the chamber or network or anything
like that.
Oh, no.
Of course not. I agree.
Yeah. You got to get out, don't you?
You absolutely do, and you've got to talk to the target people, you know, your target audience who can use your services or product.
Tell us what you mean by that, target audience.
Those are the people that you can qualify, so to speak, as a potential customer for you. For example, for us, we could market to almost anyone. Someone will say to me, oh, well, they don't have any kids. And I say, but remember, we do adult tutoring as well.
Yeah.
And adult education. But there are certain parts of the population that are more likely to use any given product or service. Mm. And you, as a business owner, have to find out who those people are. You have to write down the demographics of who is likely to use your product. And then that's who you need to go after first.
Isn't that one of the most important things that small business owners need to understand, is that everybody in the world is not going to be their customer? They couldn't,
right.
they can't, you couldn't serve everybody if they wanted to do business with you.
Correct.
So it's actually kind of a good thing.
Yes.
And you need to focus on the people who are prospects, not suspects.
Yes. I had someone teach me one time about marketing. He called it the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
So those that you can grab more quickly that are ripe are the ones that you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will cost you the least in terms of marketing, and they'll be more immediate in their return.
Right. Beverly, what keeps you up at night? What are you worried about? What are some things in general, and I don't mean specifics, but mm-hmm. You know, after 19 years, you guys, you're doing great. Things are going well. You're successful. But do things still wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely.
What are some of those things? What are some examples?
Employees, trying to keep them all happy and have them feel fulfilled in their daily work. And
you mean employees don't your employees don't show up every day just acting like little angels and wanting to do whatever they can do to fulfill your life?
That is my ultimate dream, that they will.
That's the dream that you have just before the nightmare, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, if there's a client that's not happy, and maybe I experience that during the day, that will come back and haunt me not only that night, but for many days, because I make that client happy in the long run, but the fact that they were unhappy at one point is not good for me. I don't like that.
Right.
You know, I strive for perfection as close as a human can get, and so that kind of thing, you know, is disheartening.
Well, and you know, one of the things, Beverly, that I, when that perfect word, one of the things that I try to do is I'd like to be perfect too, but what I've decided to do is not to seek perfection, but to seek excellence.
Yes, that's a good way to put
it. That allows for a wart or two to pop up on me every once in a while.
Yeah, excellent. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Give us your website one more time, Beverly.
BackToBasicsLearning.com.
Folks, check it out. It's an award-winning site. You get an example of what one of those looks like. Beverly, it's been a great visit that you've given us today. Thank you so much for that. Congratulations on being the Small Business Person of the Year in Delaware. Will you come back again another day and talk some more to us?
Oh, I'd love to.
Thank you
very
much.
I've got lots to tell you. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Beverly Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Back to Basics Learning Dynamics, Incorporated in Wilmington, Delaware. Gotta go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Rich Galen, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.